In the gospel reading today, our Lord asks the question, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world but suffer the loss of his own soul? In the newer translations, they tragically mistranslate that to say, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his life? We're all going to lose our life. We're all going to die. It doesn't say if you lose your life, it says if you lose your soul. That's what's important. And yes, your life is within your soul. The soul is the principle of life. But the word that is used there is specifically psuche in Greek. It is soul. And so it is not the word for life. And so the point that Jesus is making is that we can get all kinds of stuff in this world and wind up in hell. And what good is it? Now, we can look at it and say, yeah, but I mean, I could live for another 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years or whatever. I want to live in luxury. I want to have ease. I want to have comfort. I want. You're going to live for eternity. Even if you live 100 years, even if you're Methuselah and you live 969 years, that is minuscule compared to eternity. So you can have all the comforts that this world has to offer and wind up in hell for all eternity. And what are you going to do? Brag to the other people down there that you had more than them? When I was on earth, I was more comfortable than you. I had more money than you. And they're going to look down at you and say, yep, and look at where you are now. You're lower than me. You thought you were above me. You're not. You're less than. All these things that we have put so much focus on, all these things that we get so worked up about, it's all going to go away. Every bit of it. We may have the greatest blessing that it's all going to be taken away in our lifetime. Goes the way I think it's going to. It's all going to be taken away in the next few months, maybe. We'll see. And how many of us are going to rejoice when that happens? There's going to be a lot of despairing because my bank account is worthless. My portfolio crashed. Call out at the monastery and tell them that. And guess what they're going to say? Praise the Lord! You're going to say, whoa, no, sister, you didn't understand. I mean, all my money was, oh, she'd say, oh, I understood exactly. Praise the Lord! And we're going to look and go, well, no, I was praising the Lord for my millions of dollars that were in my portfolio. And you want me to praise the Lord because I got nothing? Yes. Because with your millions of dollars, you may well have lost your soul. And maybe with nothing, you will gain it. That's what is important. The only thing that is important is your immortal soul. And so all of us have to make the choice. Are we going to do it God's way? Are we going to do it our way? We're Americans. We sing along with Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way. Well, Frank was singing with Satan, who's been singing that song for tens of thousands of years, I Did It My Way. If you open up the book that we're following these days, that is Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, that was the book that Mr. Obama followed point by point by point, and we're still following it. And you open it up to the front page, and it tells you it is dedicated to Lucifer because he was the first rebel. And look at what it got him, his own kingdom. What a demented way of looking at things. I did it my way. I'm the king of hell. Oh, boy. The highest creature that God made became the lowest. And they're rejoicing in that. They're looking at that and saying, isn't that great? He got his own kingdom. He left all and gained nothing for eternity. So we need to really think about these things. Now, the church gives us this as we prepare to celebrate St. Lawrence tomorrow. St. Lawrence, remember, is the one who, when the Huns came and said, bring out all the goods, all the riches, the treasures of the church. He said, well, come back at this time and I'll have all the treasures of the church here for you. He went and rounded up all the poor and the lame and the beggars, and he brought them and said, here are the treasures of the church. Well, they wanted gold and silver and chalices and whatever. And no, St. Lawrence said, no. These are the treasures of the church. This is true riches right here. They didn't like it too well. Ultimately, of course, we know they put him to death by burning him, put him on a gridiron, roasted him. That's why the first reading talks about how the flames hem me in and all these sorts of things. But we have to look at it for ourselves and ask, number one, would I recognize true treasure if I saw it? Is my treasure only that which glitters? Is my treasure only that that has a dollar sign in front of it? Or is my true treasure what is spiritual? The greatest treasure, those who love God. And then to look at it and ask the question, would I have the kind of faith and the kind of charity that would be necessary to be a martyr? Because while we can romanticize all about it, remember the old saying that before you can die the death of a martyr, you must live the life of a martyr. How we doing? Swimming in our stuff? Glorying in our dollar signs? Where's the martyrdom? That's why the nuns would rejoice if we lost it all. Because then we can have true treasure. We can have real riches. We can have God without all the other stuff getting in the way. You know, it's not the American way of thinking. But maybe it's God's way of thinking. Isn't that what Peter got himself in trouble for? After he acknowledged the divinity of Jesus and turned right around after Jesus told him what was going to happen, oh, God forbid that this would happen to you. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You think as human beings do, not as God does. Maybe we need to truly be children of God. Put our focus where it belongs, which is in heaven, which is on the things of heaven, and begin to truly live our lives that way. Too many of us live our lives for this world. Well, we really need to be living it for the next. It's a great challenge. That's hard. It is not what our society presents to us. But where your treasure is, there's where your heart will be, Jesus said. Where's your treasure? The things that are going to lead you to heaven or the things that are going to lead you to hell? There are only two options. Both of them are eternal. You can't get out of either one. You won't want to get out of one. You can't get out of the other. And with all the riches, we can't even buy our way out. So we need to make the choices. And we need to put those into practice. They're hard choices. They're tough. But that's what we really need to look at. In the way that I'm living my life, am I living it for heaven? Or am I going the wrong direction? What will it show a man if he gains the entire world and loses his soul in the process.